papers and patents are becoming less challenging of orthodoxy.
Ideas are like rabbits, John Steinbeck said. You get a couple and learn how to handle them, and pretty soon you have a dozen. Scientific and technological progress is often viewed in this way. Current ideas build on previous ones. And ideas, along with papers and patents, have indeed proliferated in the recent past. Yet despite, or perhaps because of, this productivity, papers published and patents issued each year now number in the millions, it has been documented that innovation within specific fields has been in decline. For example, a paper titled Science in the Age of Selfies, published in 2016, warned of a shifting incentive and information landscape in biology, particularly neuroscience, that has diluted the number of high-impact discoveries. Michael Park and Russell Funk of the University of Minnesota and Erin Leahy of the University of Arizona have set out to determine whether this decline holds for science and technology in general. In a study published this week in Nature, they analyse 45 million papers and 3.9 million patents published and filed between 1945 and 2010. The measurement they use for this work, known as the CD index, quantifies how consolidating or disruptive each paper or patent is. A paper is consolidating, a low CD score, if later work citing it also cites the papers that it itself cited. Discoveries and inventions of this sort, like a patent awarded in 2005 for genetically modified soybeans, serve to propel science forward along its existing trajectory. By contrast, a paper is disruptive, a high CD score, if it is cited by later work, in the absence of citations of its predecessors. A classic example of that was the study published in 1953 by James Watson and Francis Crick on the double helical structure of DNA. High CD papers disrupt the status quo, fundamentally altering a field's trajectory or creating a new field altogether.